2 weeks ago, just in time for summer, we asked you to tell us about your attempts at digital detox, putting down the smartphone, avoiding email, staying off social media, taking a tech vacation. There are studies about this kind of thing, and it's harder than it sounds.
A clear majority can't do it.
That's Susan Muller, professor of media at the University of Maryland. She has asked thousands of college students to unplug for a whole day, and not just from phone or TV.
That means music, that means newspapers, you name it, they can't consume it.
Many students who participate say it's one of the toughest things they've ever done.
It's everything from, I was totally desperate, I panicked, I felt so lonely, I felt incomplete, my senses went numb and I felt paralyzed, the silence was killing me.
Susan Muller says when college students give up media for a day, they speak about it as though they were giving up an addiction. But she says there's value in that.
It's just like being reminded that, yes, we need oxygen, and that sometimes if you take a deep breath, yeah, there is life out there.
Well, now to your experiences. We've heard from hundreds of you and your tales of tech-free vacations. Heather Bowman of Portland, Oregon, tells us she spent a week unplugged with her husband in a remote area of Washington State, and she writes this, "The one moment I really wanted to connect was when we felt an earthquake." And she adds, pulling the plug was definitely easier when it wasn't self-discipline, but simply no choice. For Tasha Wallace of Morrisville, Vermont, the choice is simple. She writes, "Your tech vacation story ran during soccer's World Cup, and on this year's vacation, I have never been happier to be wired. I like checking the scores or the highlight reels while watching loons on the lake." And she concludes, "Take all the tech vacations you want. I'm going to be plugged in until the final goal." That's goals spelled there with four O's and four A's. We also asked some of you to record your responses on a smartphone, naturally. Jeff Johnson of Ewing, New Jersey, spent his vacation in a cabin without TV or internet.
And so each day at lunch, we went into town, and I found myself surreptitiously scanning email messages during, quote-unquote, bathroom breaks at the local cafe.
Finally, Telly Adlam of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, tells us that she found a very simple solution for hard digital detox.
I locked my iPhone in a safe for 24 hours, and it worked.
Well, thanks to everyone who wrote in. You can tell us about your tech vacation using technology on Facebook and Twitter. We are at NPRATC.